Adding to the misery of the pandemic, a heat wave has scorched much of the South and Southwest this week, the same areas where COVID-19 cases are surging. This combination is particularly challenging. How to help people escape the heat while also working to stop the spread of the coronavirus? Catherine Troisi joins us to talk more about this. She's an infectious disease epidemiologist at UT Health School of Public Health in Houston. Catherine, welcome.
Thank you.
So we're reading that coronavirus cases are surging in Texas right now. Yesterday, there were more than 10,000 new cases and 110 new deaths from COVID-19. Those are record highs for the state. And at the same time, there's a heat wave affecting much of Texas. Are the people who are most vulnerable to becoming ill from the heat the same people who are most vulnerable to COVID-19?
Yes, unfortunately, the virus and the heat affect the same populations. These would be seniors over the age of 65, and then our communities of color who are less likely to have air conditioning in their homes, as well as the homeless who don't have a roof over their heads. So needless to say, do not have air conditioning.
Yeah, we're usually talking about cooling centers when we have heat waves like this. Many cities are still doing this, but how challenging is it to keep those types of places safe during this pandemic?
Yeah, cooling centers are an issue when you have to keep people physically distanced in order to prevent transmission of the virus. So what cities are looking at are innovative ways to open cooling centers. For example, convention centers that aren't being used right now, gyms, sports facilities, malls, for example, if they're not open to the public, would be a lot of space where you could physically distance people but keep them cool.
Are you worried about people making the choice not to go to cooling centers because of fears around the pandemic?
Yeah, especially in the elderly who may not understand that the heat is affecting them. In a typical year, we see in the United States 600 recorded deaths due to extreme heat, but there is some evidence that the actual number is over twice that, maybe as high as 1,300. So extreme heat is a public health issue.
Mm-hmm. I'm also thinking about the effort to curb COVID-19. There are the drive-up and walk-up testing sites with healthcare workers outside, and they're wearing a lot of protective equipment in the heat. Houston had to close some of its sites early because of the heat. Can you talk a little bit about the challenge for those folks in trying to control the spread of COVID-19 and maybe some thoughts that you have on ways to continue this effort but also keep folks safe from the heat?
Houston is not only hot, it's very humid. And so your sweating does not cool you off like it does in drier climates. And so when you're wearing all of that protective equipment, you're standing outside on asphalt that radiates the heat. It can be quite dangerous. I think what we may have to look at is moving some of those testing sites inside where you could physically distance people and yet protect our testers as well.
Your call to action as folks are heading into the weekend, heading into this record heat, you know, a place like Texas, I think some folks who aren't there might think, well, folks are used to the heat. It's always hot there. But even just a few degree temperature change can really impact one's health. What would you like to say to people as they're thinking about not only COVID-19, but also keeping themselves hydrated and healthy during this heat wave?
It's important to stay out of the sun, to keep yourself hydrated. One thing that I think from a policy issue is making it safe for people to stay at home. So either giving out fans, installing window air conditioners so at least one room in the house is cool for people. Utility assistance. Sometimes people have air conditioning and won't turn it on because they're worried about the bills. But it's important to take heat seriously and take care of yourself as best as you can.
That's Catherine Troisi. She's an infectious disease epidemiologist at UT Health School of Public Health in Houston. Thank you so much, Catherine.
Pleasure to be with you.